नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। श्री बरसाना धाम की जय। हरे कृष्णा। नहीं आप नहीं, आप नहीं, आप वहां रहो। कम दिस साइड प्लीज, इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी। इफ यू स्प्रेड लाइक दिस आई कांट स्पीक ऑन ऑथ साइड्स। सिट इन फ्रंट। हाँ, हरे कृष्णा। सो ब्रीफ हिस्ट्री ऑफ बरसाना। लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा परफॉर्म्ड 60,000 ईयर्स ऑफ तपस्या एट द बिगिनिंग ऑफ क्रिएशन इन द फर्स्ट सत्ययुग। आफ्टर डूइंग 60,000 ईयर्स ऑफ तपस्या, नो रिस्पॉन्स। सो देन ही वेंट ऑन हिज जॉब ऑफ क्रिएशन। देन आफ्टर 17,28,000 ईयर्स ऑफ सत्ययुग, द लास्ट 60,000 ईयर्स अगेन ही परफॉर्म तपस्या। Something like Hare Krishna, something like 16 lakhs and 82,000 years he did his work. In the last 60 years again he performed tapasya. After performing tapasya for 1,20,000 years, Sri Krishna gave darshan to him. And he said, I'm very happy with you. Please ask me, what do you want? So Brahma said, I want to attain the dust of the lotus feet of you, Radharani and Gopis and Gualbal also. So that time Brahma told Lord Shiva, Brahma, Lord Vishnu told, Krishna told Lord Brahma that you go to Vrishabhanupur, Vrishabhanupuram Gatva. Please go to Vrishabhanupur and reside there as a mountain. So Brahmaji became mountain. So simple to hear, no? Story. Brahmaji became mountain. But what is the meaning of becoming mountain? That is becoming Mr. Nobody. From the topmost authority, the first citizen of the universe, he has become Mr. Nobody. And that doesn't end over there. When you become stone, what happens? People pass stool, urine. All animals pass. People like us walk over it, right? Brahmaji has accepted that position also. To be able to receive the dust of lotus feet of Krishna, Radha, Gopis and cowherd boys, he has accepted the position of becoming a stone. That's why we have to bow down before getting up the mountain. Because in one side we worship him as the topmost authority of the sampradaya, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya sampradaya, right? He is the topmost personality. After Krishna, he is the first person. You name any sampradaya, he is there. Through him only you have to go. And that personality has chosen to become a stone here. That is the spirit of Barsana. That we are told that we have to give up all our so-called upadhis. That I am a doctor, I am a man, I am a powerful person, I am a rich man, I am a beautiful man. I'm an educated person, I'm from good family, I'm very powerful, influential, all these kind of different caps we are wearing. I'm chairman of my society, I'm director of my hospital, I'm here, I'm president of my temple. All these are temporary designations, including Brahma's position as the CEO of the universe. But next lifetime he may become like you and me on earth. This lifetime that Jiva has become Brahma. So when Brahma knows that, but I am Brahma now, tomorrow I may not be Brahma. I may be an insect somewhere. So right from A Brahma Bhuvanar Loka, from top position to down, anywhere, everything is temporary and everything is filled with birth and death. Everything is filled with destruction in the course of time. But what is constant is Radha and Krishna and our relationship with them, our love and devotion for them. That will be constant. That whatever you achieve in this lifetime will carry forward next lifetime. So Lord Brahma, who is supposed to be our Acharya, whom we are supposed to follow, has exemplified by becoming a stone here. So how much humble we have to be. We are insignificant. He is Brahma. He has got 50 qualities fully manifest in him. We have got 50 qualities in minute quantity manifest in us. That too disappeared also. Sometimes not even seen. That is one inspiration. So we have to be, when we climb the mountain, we have to be very conscious that we are climbing on the head of our Acharya. So how grateful you must be and how repentful we should be. But that is why I request all of you that when you come on this mountain, don't think of anything else but Krishna and Radha. But that is the only valid reason for which you can climb the mountain. If you climb the mountain and then you eat lassi and you eat here and there and do all selfie, this and that, that means there is some sense gratification involved in that. And for some subtle and gross sense gratification, we cannot afford to climb Brahma's head. So that's why this mountain is extremely precious. Our Gurudev Radhanath Swami received the choicest and intense most realizations while walking on this mountain towards Man Mandir. From now onwards, when we'll walk, that road which of walking is the road which gave him the topmost of realizations. And I have walked millions of times. I have not got any realization like that. The difference is only consciousness. When we are intensely focused at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and the goal of life, at that time maybe some realizations will occur to you, will shake you from within. The place is always equally potent, constantly, but doesn't appear to be to us constantly like that because we are not in that consciousness. So this place is, Brahmaji is exemplifying by becoming a stone. So Brahma became mountain because he has four heads. There are four mountain heads here. One which you went was Bhanugad. Bhanugad is the eternal home of Radharani, where Radharani, her elder brother Sri Dama, her younger sister Anangamanjari, who is the incarnation of Balramji, and mother, father, Kirti Mai and Vishwabhanu Baba, they all stay together. And it's an abode of unlimited pastimes. The significant uniqueness of those pastimes, that every time Krishna comes here, he becomes Shyama Gopi and comes. He cannot stay here. To be able to meet Radharani, sometimes he becomes a newly married girl with long pallu in front of her face. Sometimes he becomes a lady who sells bangles. Sometimes he becomes a brahmachari who sees horoscope. Sometimes he becomes a lady who is a palmist. Sometimes he becomes sweeper. Sometimes he becomes flower seller. Sometimes he becomes, so many things he becomes. It's called as Chadmalila. Chadmalila means a disguise lila. He comes in various disguises. And in wonderful, unique, funny ways he meets Radharani. Sometimes he comes and stands on the road here and picks up some stones and, but his eyes are on the path where Radharani will come. So Brijvasi is asking me, hey, why are you standing here? No, I am just clearing the road, you know, because there are so many stones, I am clearing the stones. And sometimes he'll clear the stones, sometimes again he'll keep looking where Radharani is coming. This is eagerness here. So this mountain where we are standing here, this is Dangad. On Dangad this temple exists and the one more temple exists. Then there is Vilasgad, which we may not be able to climb there. Not steps are not made there. And next one is Mangad. The most intense is the last one. So in this place you see the beautiful temple. These beautiful decorations, such hard work, such sculpture. How much time it must have taken to make this temple. Huh? The king, it was taking photographs there. The king Savai Madho Singh. Huh? He was the king. He is from Rajasthan. But he made this temple. So much time it took. Plus on the mountain you have to take the stones and then carve them and then fit them. And you make such a big palatial situation here. Sure it is taking so many years actually. Why he made this? Because he thought the temple of Radharani is getting dilapidated. So he thought, I will make a beautiful temple here and move the deity over here and worship her here. So all that plan he made in the focus that she will come here. And tomorrow is the installation. Today is the last day and tomorrow we'll bring her from there and install her here. That night she came in the dreams of the king. And she said, I cannot come to your temple. because that is my eternal home. My father and me reside there eternally. My father and me reside there eternally. It's my Nijdham, my own house. I cannot come there. So if you and me were in that place of king, what you would ask? What question you would like to ask in the dream? Huh? Pehle kyun nahi bataya? Why didn't you tell us earlier? I wouldn't have made this temple like this. But he did not ask that question. Because his focus was not his pleasure of making a temple and inviting her there. His focus was to please her only. And if he finds that she is going to be pleased by remaining there only, it's fine. Who cares for the effort? Everything is meant for her. He didn't repent, he didn't get angry, he didn't get frustrated. He just simply accepted whatever she said. So this demonstrates where the focus was. If the focus was for his own glory, he would have got really upset. If agenda was different, he would have really got upset. So whenever I come here and see this beautiful temple and the designs and these corners and minute designs I see, I feel so inspired after doing all that, that king couldn't get Radharani over here. But he was, more than that, he was never upset because of that. He was so happy. So he sacrificed the desire that he had to please Radharani. His desire was to please Radharani. He was not desiring that she should come here and be happy over here. His desire is making this temple to please her. And it was so subtly and so strongly spiritual that even though technically it was not fulfilled, he was happy in pleasing her, and still he kept this temple. He put another deities over here. It's Radha Kushal Bihari temple. So all of us have to gather this spirit of this place where sacrifice is there. Even Jesus Christ said, Acharya say, we have to make our desire one with the Lord's desire. There are so many desires are there, you know. Hardly few of them are with the Lord. Everything is for us only. We are, all desires we are making, keeping us in the center. And that is the agenda we have. Even in devotional service also, we do so many things, but ultimately, in the center of the whole pleasure is me. I want to please myself in the name of pleasing Krishna. But here is a king who is so affluent, so influential, so powerful, so wealthy. Everything is there with him. But his heart is not afflicted by those aishwaryas. He is truly tvam akinchana gocharam. He is truly that deen at heart. And to those who are deen at heart, Radharani showers her blessings. So dainya is not depending on how much wealthy you are or how much not wealthy you are. Dainya is depending on the state of your heart. And is unaffected, uninfluenced by the things around you. Rather, you don't let them influence you. So we may get Arjuna's, Pandavas, they got all wealth in the world, but they were got influenced. And Krishna left, they also left. That proved that they were never attached to the kingdom. Most of the life they lived in the forest and wandering around and being mishandled and, you know, injustice was done to them. Most of the life was like that. Little part of the life was as kings. But in the life of forest, in the life of kingdom as a king, they were always sama, they were always same. Because their focus was Krishna that time also and this time also. While making this beautiful palatial situation, his focus was Radharani. When she refused to come, his focus was Radharani. Afterwards, his focus was Radharani. It didn't make any difference to him. So we all have to learn this art. That come what may, whatever happens in life, we should never leave our focus on the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. That's the goal of our life. So Radha Kushal Bihari is stayed here. Also, Hansa Bhagavan is also there. Description is there in Bhagavatam, how Lord incarnated as Hamsa Avatar. Which demon he killed as Hamsa Avatar? There's one demon which he came to kill. So, there's also a photograph of the guru of Savai Madho Singh. We also have a station, railway station called Savai Madhopur, which comes on the way. So this is a great devotee of the Lord. So one doesn't have to become king to become great devotee. One doesn't have to become pauper to become great devotees. You know, one can become great devotee in all conditions of life. Provided we are, yesterday I was discussing in yesterday's group somewhere that the whole point is on your singhasan of the heart, who is sitting? You are sitting or you are making Lord sit? Now we are sitting only in the name of God. That place of Lord we have taken as Swami, as an enjoyer. But the whole process of devotional service, bhakti, is to put Krishna on that throne and you get down and sit at his feet. When you sit, make him sit on the simhasana of your heart and you sit down as a servant, then bhakti is already existing. Like you stay in your own house, legally it is owned by you, papers are on your name, but you consider that his house. What Thakur Bhaktivinoda says, Thakiya tomar ghore, I stay in your house and then I'll serve you. My family is your servant, the house is also yours, you are the Swami of the house. So this is Savai Madho Singh, and this is called as Jaipur Mandir or Radha Kushal Bihari Mandir. Next to that, a little mountain peak is there, that is called Dangad. Same thing. So in that Dangad, the pastime goes like this, that there is something called Sakri Kor here. Four mountain peaks, they have to meet somewhere. So at one place they meet, and only passage comes where one person can pass in one direction only at one time. You cannot crisscross. Either you go here and go aside and the next party can come here. It's called Sakri, that means narrow. Kor means lane. So this whole barsana is made up of four things. Kor, Khirak, Giri, Gahavar. Kor means narrow lane. Khirak means water reservoirs. Giri means mountain peaks. And Gahavar means Gahavarband. There are four mountains. Four things specializing, which is comprising the Barsana Dham. So Kor is Sakri Kor. Khirak means there is Kirtita Kund, there is Bhanokhar, there is Bhanupili Pokhar, there is Bihar Kund, there is Dhoni Kund, there are so many Kundas here, water reservoirs. And Giri means four mountain peaks, I already told you. And Gahavar means the forest which Radharani made herself by her own hands, which begins from Sriji Mandir all the way down to Chiksoli end. Chiksoli is the village of Chitrasakhi. That whole place is called Gahavarband, in which two mountain peaks are covered. Bhanugad or four mountain peaks, and the village of Chitrasakhi also is covered in that. Anyway, come back to Sakri Kor. That is where from Barsana side, from village side, the ladies would come out with pots on the head to sell in Mathura. And they have to go through that narrow lane. But from Nandagaon side, Krishna would come with his friends and block the road, because you cannot go unless he moves away. He'll block the road and question him. There are unlimited pastimes. Every day he will block them and tell them, why are you here? This is my father's place. You are walking through my father's place. He says, no, this is not your father's place. It's my father's place. No, no, my father is king. No, no, my father is king. And Radharani and her friends would say, actually, Vrishabhanu Maharaj is the king of the whole Brajbhumi. But because he is friendly with your father, out of compassion and friendship, he has donated some of the land to your father. That's why you are a king out of mercy. Daya se raja banaya aapko. Uske bete ho aap. So don't become so proud. So then said, why are you here? You should pay tax to us because you have come from there without our permission. And like that, they will keep on negotiating and keep on discussing. So at sometimes Krishna would overpower them. Sometimes girls would overpower them. And there are many pastimes. So at one time, every day harassed by the Kualbal, Lalita Devi, the wisest of all, the strongest of all, decided that we will today teach a good lesson to them. So today we will not argue with them. As soon as they come and they ask, we will give our butter to them. So as soon as they came, they started their own mood and argumentative, but as soon as they said, hey, come, take our butter. Today is all for you. So they are looking in the sky. Aray, sun is rising in the east or west today. Everything is different today. So easy. They couldn't believe. But they said one condition. Please go and bring those leaf cups. In those days, one pastime is there in which the Kadamba trees decided that we will now onwards create dronas by our leaves on the trees only. Because finally they pluck our leaves and they tie them and make cups, you know. Instead, we should give them ready-made cups so that their time will be saved. So all the trees over here of Kadamba used to have cup coming up. I have seen those trees. I have seen those cups coming on the tree itself. and now those trees are gone and some of the cups are preserved as monumental situations in Nandagaon somewhere. I have seen those. So they all went down and there is a Dohani Kund. Dohani Kund is famous for two things. Rishabhanu Maharaj would milk his cows there. So Dohani, milking Kunda. And Dohani Kund means the trees fully surrounding the pond was creating the cups. So they all went there and got busy in plucking those cups. So all gopis ran behind them secretly. And while they were busy in picking, they're hanging shikhas, hanging shendi, they tied with branches and they just blocked them there. Now they were unable to come down. They were tied up in a very helpless way. So all the coward boys started calling, "Oh Krishna, oh Balaram, please save us, oh save us." And whenever they would do this anywhere in Braj, what would happen? Krishna Balaram would come and solve the situation. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhava, he came, rain was coming, he lifted Govardhan. Then Arishtasur came and Bakasur came and he came and she came. Every time they called Krishna Balaram, they came and solved. But this time when they called Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, they also heard responsive sound. Oh Subala, oh Madhumangala, please save me. And who were they? Krishna Balaram. So His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj told us the story till this point on Sankrikur. And then he asked us, tell me why Krishna Balaram are also calling here. And he left and he went down. So everybody crossed Sankri Lane. And we went down and gathered in one place. And he again asked, have you got the answer? What is the answer? Everywhere he comes and saves. And here he is also crying. Why? So then he answered. He said, Radharani's love is so much overwhelming that he is helpless over here. Everywhere else he is everybody's savior. But here he also is in the same group of being attacked by the love of Radharani. So Krishna Balaram also shouting. Then finally all the gopis, they were so humble. They became humble, surrendered. Please forgive us, please leave us. So in one condition we will leave you. So every day you are harassing us. So tomorrow, all of you, including your leader, have to become a gopi. Become dressed up like a gopi. Take up beautiful butter and yogurt and milk from your houses. Put on your head and come from Nandagaon. And ourselves, all of us, including our leader Radharani, will become Gopa. We'll dress up like a Gopa with sticks in hand. We'll stop you, we'll break your pot, and we'll eat the butter. So next day, they came. And gopis came as boys. They stopped and they broke their matka and ate the butter. That is the pastime there. So that pastime is depicted in that temple darshan. In that temple, when you see Krishna, he's not Krishna, he's Radharani. And how would you identify him? He is dressed up as Krishna, but he has bangles and he has Mangal Sutra in his neck. You can watch very carefully. And Radharani is Krishna. And he is called Dan Bihari. There are many pastimes. At Sri Krishna, one time broke the pot of Radharani's head, on the head. Lalita became very angry. Lalita is a powerful lady amongst all. She immediately came shouting at Krishna. By the time Krishna broke the pot, all the butter fell on the ground and on the rock. And there's a rock there, which is whitish in color and very slippery in nature. It's called the chikna. Chikna means very oily type of thing. And Krishna was eating with hand. And because of eating with hand, there are handprints are there on that. How are there handprints? Because Balaramji had performed tapasya. To watch all those pastimes. When actually those pastimes would be taking place every day, he would melt in ecstasy. One reason he would melt is in ecstasy. Second reason he would melt to make the rocky feeling not touch Krishna's and Radharani's feet. He wanted to give them soft feeling. So he would become like soft like butter when they would climb on him. To give them pleasure to the lotus feet. And because of that, it's called Dolayama. That means they become, what do you call? Soft in nature, and wherever you walk, there's footprints. And so, when he ate butter and then he mopped his hand on the stone, only there's a handprint there. When the matka fell, there is a white kind of stone there. Other times, he was arrested by gopis due for this crime that he did. And what they did, they removed his feta. Another way of insulting somebody is that you remove his feta, they snatch his feta, turban. So the turban got loosened. It became a long strip of cloth. So they arrested him and they were pulling him to other side and that particular long turban cloth was walking over the stone, and there's a big line on the stone because of melting of the stone of the turban of Krishna. All things are together there. So this is Sankrikor pastime, and that is Dan Bihari Mandir. Sri Krishna would come and beg for love to Radharani over there. This was called Dangad. He would beg for love at Dangad. And another pastime, there was one Brahmin came one time crying, begging. He said, I've got 3 daughters. I need funds to get them married. So Krishna said, I have nothing. I am a coward boy. But he was begging, please help me. So Krishna thought for a while, what do I have? Then he came to conclusion, I have Radharani. She is my wealth. So he offered Radharani to him in wealth, in charity. So he started crying more. Why? Why started crying more? If I get Radharani as my mistress, I will not cry. But he got Radharani and started crying. He said, I was crying because I have 3, now you have made it 4. So then he further cried, and then Krishna said, okay, all of you gopis come here, bring a balance, tarazu, and put Radharani on one side. And then you put all your jewels on the other side. And equal to Radharani's weight, we will offer all jewels to him so he can get his daughters married. So Radharani sat on the tarazu and they offered all their wealth, everything they sacrificed for the word of Krishna. But they still could not match the weight of Radharani. Then they put one tulsi leaf on that and it matched. Now all that wealth was given to Brahmin. He was very happy there. So gopis exhibited surrender. Everything they had, they offered to Krishna. For Krishna's word and Krishna's pleasure, they would always ready to do anything. That is Dangad. On the way back from here, we visit that temple. And that temple also is a place for Rasdila, where Krishna performs Rasdila there with gopis. There's Ras Mandala there. And there also is Julan arrangement is there, to hang Jula. In Julan Yatra Mahotsav, Sri Krishna and Radharani, they swing there. That also is there. And then Rasdila, one time Radharani, where Krishna was performing Rasdila, at that time Lalita Devi got thirsty. So Sri Krishna with his flute dug a well on the mountain stone. This well is not touching the ground anywhere for water source. But because of Krishna's mercy, in the mountain also the well had sweet water, which he fed Lalita Devi. Like that is Seva Kunj in Vrindavan. There also they performed Rasila. Lalita got thirsty and Krishna made a flute Kunda, Venukupa, there also Venukupa, he fed Lalita. If you go to Vrindavan, again there is a mountain called Dwadasha Aditya Teel, where Sanatana Goswami stayed. And for his pleasure, Krishna made another well in the mountain, which is also not touching the ground. And the well is still giving sweetest water 12 months in a year, it never becomes low, never becomes high. One of the devotional service we perform there, if you go there and drink that water, they take out and they give us, always filled with water. How we can understand geographically and logically and scientifically? But Sri Krishna is Sri Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that Venukup also you have darshan. You see Ras Mandala, you see Julan Yatra situation, you see the darshan, very unique darshan, nicely with great devotion, appreciate Sri Krishna with Mangal Sutra, and the Venukup, Lalita Kup that he has made for. And then you walk from there to Man Mandir. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The most important thing in all of your Braj Yatra, when you are spending, everything is different from the way it is. And only when you have the bhav, you will be able to understand how different it is. Otherwise, when you come here, very beautiful temple. But then you understand, it is the manifestation of the bhava of that king, Savai Madho Singh. So this place is bhava sthana. When we have that bhava, either we have or somebody gives us, Guru Maharaj gives us, through the eyes of that feelings and devotion and emotion, we understand the essence behind all the external findings that we see here. Whatever we appreciate with our retina will be translated to the screen on the heart through the way of bhav. What we see on the retina is whatever it is, stone, carvings. From the screen of your heart, through the mercy of Guru, will be revealed to you the secret behind it, how it is, what you have to learn from it, what is the esoteric meaning behind all those things. So this is every single place that Krishna comes here. You see there in the, you saw darshan of Radharani, Ladli Lal. I forgot to mention to you, there is one chunri which goes all the way covering both of them, behind Krishna. That is put on Krishna in the bhav that Krishna is Sakhi over here. These are mentioned in the Puranas where Radharani is requesting Krishna that instead of coming from Mandaka every time, you please stay with me only. So like that, he is staying here as Radharani's request. And that is why that chunri is there, which is put behind, to commemorate that Sakhi bhav which Krishna carries himself, to achieve the association and mercy of Radharani. Like that, every single thing is like this over here. Every single thing is filled with bhav. There is some external beauty there which we can appreciate, but by the mercy of acharyas we can appreciate the inner core of that mercy available. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.